Good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to the conference call. Chairperson today is Kent. Kent, please begin your call and I'll be standing by for the Q&A. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome you again to IRC Limited 2021 third quarter trading update. With us today, we have our CEO, Mr. Yuri Makarov, and also our interim CFO and company secretary, Mr. Johnny Yun. At this moment, all participants are in a listen-only mode, so a brief Q&A section, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. So as a reminder, this conference is being recorded, so announcements and PowerPoint slides we'll be using in this call have been uploaded in our website, www.ilcgroup.com.hk. 歡迎大家出席鐵江年貨香港交易所編號1029，2021年度第三季度嘅營運報告嘅電話會議。今日出席嘅公司代表包括有我哋嘅首席執行官 Yuri Makarov 先生啦，同埋我哋嘅處理首席財務官同公司秘書袁兆章先生。咁啊，出席嘅嘉賓而家咧暫時係預設咗聆聽模式。咁另外管理層喺正式報告完畢之後咧，會有一個答問環節。咁歡迎大家用英文、國語或者廣東話發問。 另外提醒大家，今個會議咧而家進行緊錄音，同埋會議用嘅公告同演講稿咧已經上載咗喺我哋嘅網站www.ilcgroup.com.hk，咁歡迎大家下載嘅。咁我而家有請我哋嘅首席執行官 Michael 先生同我哋主持呢個會議。It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to our CEO Mr. Makarov. So Mr. Makarov, please start now.
Thank you, Ken. And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are very glad to welcome you on this call. This was one of our good quarters. We have increased our sales, as you can see from our presentation on the slide number 5. This fact reflecting the improving of the situation with the railroads. They were behaving quite good. There were nothing extraordinary during our operations. Although the shipments to China, for example, they are affected by the COVID, but still they managed to deliver much more product to our clients. Our average capacity was around 84%, which is also a bit better than it was previously. We are developing our new deposit called Sutara, which is S from the KNS name. This deposit will be with a bit better ore, which will help us to provide the feedstock for the mine till the end of the mine life. Talking about the financial side of our business, we were affected by the sharp increasing in the price level, which helps us to repay 70 million up to our bank lender, and which also helps us to accumulate quite a healthy amount of cash on our balance. More details about financial side of our operations will add my colleague Mr. Yuan. I can only add that we are expecting the operation of the Amur River Bridge somehow early next year. It's according to the latest public information from the contractors from the construction of this bridge. We are still a bit affected by the bad performance of our mining contractors, which is improving. From one side, you can see it from the amount of rock mass moved, which is increased up to 30%. That's because of involving of the new contractor whose performance is much better. And but you also can see that amount of ore is not enough, and this is the reflecting of the fact that we have inherited quite a bad situation for last couple of years. But once again, it's improving, and improving quite quickly. As I mentioned, we are developing Sutara deposit. We are building road there. We are building electricity line there. It's 17 kilometers from our existing processing plant. We believe that this project will be commissioned by the end of the next year. And the channel, which is diverting Sutara River from the deposit, will be finished somehow early next year, which is now under active construction. I think that's it, what I was going to mention in my part of presentation, and I would be happy to answer questions during Q&A, and now we'll ask Johnny to pass us through the financial side.
Thank you, Yura. Can I refer to the presentation slides that has been uploaded to our website? If you turn to page 9 of the slide, it shows the financial resources and liquidity of our company at the end of the third quarter. The very, very interesting thing about this quarter is the fact that we managed to early repay a total of $70 million to the Gazprom Bank. So if you look at the chart at the right-hand side of the slide showing the repayment pattern or repayment schedule of our Gazprom Bank loan, you can see a big 70 at the end of the slide. So we have significantly reduced our debt. Our current debt level at the end of the quarter was 118 million. Now, that being said, we are still maintaining a very healthy cash level of 58 million US at the end of the quarter. So it is a testament of our strong operating cash flow that we achieved in Q2 and Q3. I want to highlight the fact that we have early repayment is set up against the more expensive tranche with LIBOR plus 7.7%, so we are trying to reduce the finance cost as much as possible. Turning to slide 10, it shows the iron ore price movement during the times. As you all know, I mean, we have had a spectacular iron ore price increase in the first half of the year, as well as in the earlier part of Q3. But then there's a healthy adjustment in the later part of Q3. But all in all, the quarter three iron ore price, plus 65%, was $191 per ton, which is still almost 57% higher than the average price of 2020. And even at today's price, it's somewhere around $140 per ton, which is again still around 15% higher than last year's price, and it's still a very, very healthy price for us, generating very, very healthy margin. Next slide is about rubles. As you all know, ruble has been quite stable. It's now around 70 to the US dollar, but it was around 73 to the dollar in quarter three. Again, for a weak ruble, it's going to be helpful to us because of this, of the fact that we are paying in rubles while our revenue is generated in US dollar. So the ruble, the weakness in ruble is helpful to us. And then if you look at slide 12, it shows the price premium. The interesting part is actually on the bottom part. It shows that iron ore is the best performing commodities in the past 3 years. So we have, the price has increased by 44% in this 3 years time, which is very helpful. And obviously, the top part of the slide shows the increasing price premium of 65% iron ore versus 62%. The higher the premium, the better we will be, because we produce and sell our products at a price which is benchmarked against 65%. Slide 13 is about LIBOR rate. As we all know, we have very low LIBOR, and so our cost, our finance cost is also quite low. That concludes my part. I will hand the call back to Yura. Yura?
Yes, Johnny. I should probably mention once again for those of our investors or potential investors who are new for us, are going to be new, that we are producing our iron ore concentrate just on the border of China, who is a big biggest client in the world. We are enjoying good price level right now. Weak Russian ruble helps us to keep costs low, and simultaneously our loan interest rate decreasing because of the LIBOR is decreasing, and generally addition of the new bridge will increase the stability of our operations since early next year. So from all points of view, we should be considered like a very attractive company for the investment. I think that's it, probably. A couple of words about bridge. It's already connected with the railroad connection is already established. There was one passage of the locomotive through one bridge to through one bank to another over the bridge. We are expecting for the test shipment of the product. We believe that it will be our concentrate. And as I mentioned, public sources says that next year it will be fully operational. I think that's it, Johnny.
Yeah.
Should we switch to Q&A?
Yeah. Operator, please start Q&A.
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now polling for questions. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone touchpad. Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Thank you.
Okay. 如果有任何的問題,可以隨時聯絡我們,到我們的官網 www.ilcgroup.com.hk 的。We are now ending the meeting here, and thank you everyone for joining us today. We appreciate your time. If anyone has any question, please feel free to contact us at any time. Contact details can refer to our corporate website, www.ilcgroup.com.hk. With that, thank you and have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your participation. This concludes the conference. Goodbye.
Bye.